The Mishnah continues to list different kinds of earthenware utensils made out of clay and whether they are fitting to be able to become tomei or not. And the main feature that we're looking for is that it's able to contain something. It's not just flat, rather it has a base kibble. It has an area in that kli that can hold things. Panos, a lantern, which is really a container for a candle in order to prevent the candle from going out in the wind. It was made out of clay, earthenware, and there were holes in the wall of this kli on the sides in order to allow the light to shine outwards. So the Mishnah says, if it's a type of lantern, which is shown in the first diagram, sheyesh bo beis kibul shemen, that it has an area to hold oil, then tomei, it's able to become impure, v'she'ein bo. But if it's the kind of lantern which is shown in the second diagram, which does not have a designated area for holding the oil, but rather a lamp of oil would be placed inside there in a container of itself, tohar, then it's pure, it's not able to become tomei, because none of it is a container, there's no base kibble in that kli. Megufas hayotzrim, the wheel, which a potter, somebody who is forming different shapes, different utensils from clay, the wheel which he uses, and he can turn around and make it spin whilst he's forming this clay into a particular shape. Once again, there are really two different types of wheels that he might use. So the one which he uses, shrupe serba, at the beginning of the process of molding the clay, tahira, is pure and cannot become tomei, because that's really a flat wheel without any rim around it. But v'shehu goymer ba, the wheel that he generally uses as he's completing the process of molding the clay into a particular shape, he would switch wheels in the middle, and the second wheel that he used had a rim around it and was larger, and therefore that could hold things, and therefore tomeya, it would be able to become tomei. Mashmash balabatim, a funnel, which is used by people at home, tohar, is pure because it has a hole in the bottom, and therefore it can't really hold anything. But v'shel reichlin, a funnel which is used by peddlers, tomei can become impure because, as the Mishnah explains, p'nei shehu shel midah, it would customarily be of a very specific size that was known, and the peddler would place his finger underneath the hole in order to block it and pour some liquid, whichever liquid he is selling, pour it into the funnel until it's full, and that's a particular known measurement, and then he would remove his finger from underneath the funnel and allow the liquid to go into the buyer's utensil. And because customarily they would use this funnel also as a measuring utensil and place his finger at the bottom of it, that is enough to make it considered a kli. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Akiva says that even if it's not a particular measurement and it's not used in that way, there's a different reason why it would be able to become tomei, because he tilts it on its side and allows the buyer to smell the liquid before buying it in order to test it out. He would put a small amount of liquid in the funnel and tilt it on its side and allowing it to hold the liquid on its side. According to Rabbi Ben Beseira, that's not good enough, because if you hold it up straight, then it can't be used as a container to hold the liquid. But according to Rabbi Akiva, since it's possible to tilt it on its side and it would be able to hold things, a small amount of liquid on its side, that's enough to be considered a kli. And we see in this Mishnah a very important point, that when coming to define a kli, we don't just take into account what it's able to do, but also what it's designated to do. Because we could be talking about pretty much an identical funnel, just the one which is used at home, and the person at home doesn't put his finger there ever, and it's not designated for using as a base kibble, as a container to hold things, and it will therefore not become tomei, even though technically one is able to use it for that purpose. Mishnah Hey, kisui kadayim v'chadei shemen, covers of a wine container or a jug or a bottle, or v'chadei shemen, a jug of oil, the kisui chavis n'yoros, and covers of certain barrels which came from a particular location, tohirin, cannot become tomei, despite the fact that if you turn the cover over, it can be used to hold things. Because like we saw in the previous Mishnah, since this is not its designated purpose, and it's never really used for such a purpose, It's not enough to give it the status of a kli. However, if he designates it in his mind to indeed use it for as a container, even if he has in mind to use it both as a cover and a container, tameim, then already it would be able to become tomei. Kisui halafos, the cover of a frying pan or of a pot, bismanshu nokov, if it has holes in the top of it, v'yeshli chidud, and it has a pointed tip, or the handle on top of it is pointed such that one can't turn it upside down and it would be flat, but rather it would be tilted and not fitting to use as something to hold any liquid. In that case, tahor, it cannot become tomei. However, in einu nokov, if it doesn't have holes in it, ve'einu chidud, and it doesn't have a pointed tip, such that you are able to turn it upside down when you take it off the pan and put some liquids in it, or other items, as the Mishnah will now describe, then tomei, it can become tomei m'neshum sanenus asochus hayorok, because he literally strains vegetables in it. That means that he can place the vegetables from the pan into the upside-down cover, and then wait for some of the water to come out of the vegetables. This was a common use of the lid of a frying pan in the location of the Tanakama, the one who is speaking in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Loz Bar Tzadik says, because the woman who is cooking would often tip the group of vegetables which have been mixed together and cooked together onto this lid. This is very similar, just that runki refers more to a mixture of cooked vegetables as opposed to individual pieces. This is all a mixture mixed together. And there's not really any argument here, just that these were two different things done depending upon the location in which they lived. Mishnah Vov. This Mishnah furthers the discussion that was begun a few Mishnahs ago with regards to earthenware utensils which break, and whether the pieces which have come from that original utensil, the original kli, retain the status of a kli and are still able to become tomei, or perhaps they've broken to such an extent that they are no longer able to become tomei. Gistera is the term used to refer to a piece which is broken off of an earthenware utensil. Shinunsis vakivshon, that is found in a kiln. In a furnace, this is a very, very hot oven which is used to make the earthenware once the clay has been formed into a particular shape, into a particular kli. So in order to harden it, it would be placed in a kivshon, which is a very hot furnace. And more precisely, a very hot kiln. Now, until the earthenware is hardened, it hasn't got the status of a kli, because it's not yet completed its procedure in being created. It's not yet ready for use, and therefore it wouldn't be able to become tomei. The question is, in this case, whether the gistera came from the clay before it had been formed into a kli, or once it had been formed into a kli. The Mishnah says, if it can be determined that the piece of broken earthenware, which is large enough and significant enough to be considered a kli still, however, it can be determined that it was broken off of the clay before it was fully processed into earthenware, before it had hardened, then tahira, it cannot become tomei mishenigma malachta. But if you can see that it broke off of the earthenware after it had become earthenware and its procedure being completed, then tameya, it would be able to become tomei. And there's quite a simple way to determine this, by looking at the sides, the edges of the broken piece, whether you can see that the oven has cooked those edges or not. If the oven has hardened those edges, and the edges seem to be the same color as the rest of the broken piece, then that shows that it was broken earlier on, and it would not be able to become tomei, as explained. The next kli, which is discussed in the Mishnah, can be shown in the diagram. And this is basically the olden time hose, a very interesting mechanism. It was basically sort of a vertically shaped container that at the top had room. There was a hole at the top around the size of a fingertip. And at the bottom, which was slightly wider, there were very small holes. And the kli would be filled with water, and the water exiting via the small holes at the bottom depended upon the air pressure inside that kli, such that if one were to place their finger on top of the hole at the top, then no water would come out at the bottom. If you would take your finger off, then it would come out the water very slowly in drops via those small holes at the bottom. So the Mishnah says, Titrice, this olden time hose, Rabbi Elazar Tzaddik with Tahar, Rabbi Elazar Tzaddik says that it cannot become Tomei, because the natural state of this item, of this kli, is that the water comes out via the holes. It's true you can stop that happening by placing your finger at the top, but the natural state of the kli is such that the water will go through at the bottom, and therefore it's not considered to be something which holds the water. Rabbi Yossi said that it can become Tomei, because firstly, at the end of the day, one can stop the water exiting when he wants to. And even when he hasn't got his finger there and the water does come out, the water comes out like very small pieces. It drips outwards very slowly, drop by drop. And therefore, it's still considered to be something which holds the water. This doesn't take away its status of something which holds the water. It does, just some of the water comes out very slowly. But this is all part of the design of the kli. And interestingly, we're going to learn later on in the next perek that in general, if a kli has small holes like these, then it would stop being a kli. It would get rid of the status of a kli. However, in this case, it's different because that's the entire purpose of the kli. It's supposed to have these holes, so it doesn't bother us and doesn't take away the status of the kli. Rather, the opposite. This is the style of the kli, that the water should be held in the kli and drop outwards bit by bit, and therefore it can become Tomei according to Rabbi Yossi. Mishnah Zayin, Tomei Mishbech Lecheres. The following list are examples of earthenware utensils that can become Tomei. And the first few examples parallel the examples which were mentioned earlier on in the Perek for earthenware utensils which cannot become Tomei. Tavlosh Yesh Lizbeis, a tray that has a rim around it, and therefore it can hold and contain things within the inside of it. Umachto Shleima, a shovel which is full. That means that it has rims on all four sides. V'tavloshi melea ka'arais. This is now a different example. A tray that is full of bowls. That's what it literally means. The truth is, it refers to a sort of tray which is deeper than most trays. And it's split into six compartments, but it's not as if there's a bowl inside the tray. The actual tray is a six-compartment tray. There are possibly gaps in between each compartment. That's up for discussion. But either way, of course, these things can contain things, and therefore they can become Tomei. And now the Mishnah discusses the status of the third example, the six-compartment tray. Do we look at that as one large kli, or perhaps it's six different kelim put together? Says the Mishnah, Nitmeis Achzmen B'Sheretz, if one of those compartments becomes Tomei via a Sheretz, that's an example of a small animal, one of the eight small animals of the Torah lists that once the animal dies, it's a source of impurity. So if a Sheretz were to enter into the airspace of one of those compartments, as we have seen, an earthenware kli can become Tomei even via the airspace, without the Sheretz touching it at all. So if a Sheretz enters the airspace of one of those compartments, Lunit Mu'kulam, all of the other compartments do not become Tomei, because we do look at these six different compartments as their own kelim in their own right. It happens to be they're connected to a different kli as well. That doesn't matter. It does not make the other one Tomei. Of course, a kli, an object, cannot become Tomei except from an avhatuma, from the source of impurity itself. Not from having contact with something that became Tomei from an avatuma. That having been said, im yesh lo lizbeis oideif, if the tray has a rim going around it that extends higher up than the six compartments inside. The height of the six compartments is shorter than the height of this rim around. In this case, we now look at all of it as one kli that is all contained within this rim going around. And as such, nitmo achzmehen, if one of the compartments becomes Tomei, then nitmo kulam, all of them would become Tomei. V'chem tavbis tavlin shel cheres, the same applies to an earthenware kind of box, which is also, it has different compartments for placing different spices in each compartment. V'kamor mehamus emes, which is a similar idea used by scribes to place the different things that they need for writing, like the ink, the quill, the pen that they would use, in the different compartments. Once again, it would depend upon whether the rim around it goes higher up or not. Ubeis tavlin shel eitz, a wooden box which is split into compartments and used for placing different spices in each compartment. So wood is unlike earthenware in that in order for it to become Tomei, it has to have contact, real contact, with the source of impurity. It's not enough that the source of impurity enters into its airspace. And we mentioned briefly earlier on, a few Mishnayos ago, that midrabbanon, a tomei liquid which touches the outside of a kli, even though the liquid is not an ava tuma itself, it would nevertheless make the kli tomei, but it would only make the outside of the kli tomei. Since this entire impurity is only midrabbanon, they wanted to make a difference to other kinds of tuma, so only the outside would be tomei. So the Mishnah says, "Shenimtza echad b'mashke," if one of the compartments becomes tomei via a tomei liquid, the tomei liquid touched the wall of one of the compartments, then lonit machaveiroi, the wall which is the compartment which is next to it, that shares the same wall, will not become tomei, because it's considered to have touched the outside of that compartment. That having been said, if a real source of impurity mid-oraisa touched the wall, then it would make the other compartment tomei as well. Because in general, even if tuma touches the outside of the kli, it would become tomei. However, even in that case, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says that's not true, because we look at the wall as being split in half. Chulkanus Ovya, we split the thickness of the wall in half, Hamishamish La Tomei Tomei, the half which is serving the side that the source of impurity touched would be Tomei, together with that entire compartment, Hamishamish La Tohar Tohar. However, the side, the half of the wall which is serving the other side, the other compartment, would remain pure, because we don't look at that wall as being shared, but rather split, and half of it is for this compartment, half of it is for the other compartment, and the Mishnah ends off, Mishnah Lizbeis Oidef, if this box has a rim which extends higher up than the compartments inside of it, then it's all considered to be like one kli, and Nidmo Echel Mehem, if one of the compartments becomes Tomei, Nidmo Chaviroi, then the compartment next to it, and all of the compartments within that box would become Tomei.